أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program, the lecture which is I'm going to give for you is about the role of cleanliness in social communication. In another word, I would like to talk about this matter, that what is the role of tidy and neat person in social communication. Here I would like to mention two, three things for you. The first thing which I am going to mention is about the importance of this subject, and I will explain it for you. And the second things, I will bring for you some stories from the practical life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And also I will mention the indexes which depend to this subject and to this matter. Let me tell you and discuss about the first thing, that what is the importance of being a person clean and neat, and how is it in Islam. There is no doubt that by nature mankind likes and loves cleanliness, and it is in our nature. Even if no one tells us, naturally we like to be clean, we like to be tidy, and we like the others to be tidy and clean. So it is very clear, and everyone knows it, and there is no need of saying and discussing in detail. But see that in Holy Quran, there is a verse that Almighty Allah says that whenever you go and you want to offer the prayer, and when you want to go to the mosque, so you should be clean and you should be tidy, and it is necessary for you that you should purify yourselves, and then you should go for offering the prayer. Almighty Allah says and addressed all the children of Hazrat Adam and says, Ya Bani Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. O children of Adam, attend to your embellishments at every time of prayer. Whenever you go for offering the prayer, whenever you want to go to the mosque, then it is necessary for you that you should purify yourselves. You should make yourselves clean. Almighty Allah likes a person who is clean. Also, there is a narration from our Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْغَضُ الْوَسِخَ وَالشَّعْثَ. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah dislikes the person who is tousled. Almighty Allah dislikes a person who is dirty, and he is not a clean person. So it means that it is very important for our Prophet and for the Islam that a person who goes to the society and he is in his family, he should keep his tidy, he should keep the cleanliness. If he does that, then of course he will be very successful in his social communications. Otherwise, if a person, suppose he is very dirty, his clothes are dirty, his hair is dirty, and he does not wash his hands and his face, so of course no one likes to communicate with such kind of person. So it means that cleanliness is very important in Islam and also in a society for human being, for mankind. It is very important that no needs of saying more. Our Prophet addressed all the people that whenever you want to meet some of your friends or whenever you want to talk with your relatives and you want to meet any of your relations, so it is your duty that you should wear a suitable clothes and you should wear a clean clothes in a very tidy manner. You should behave with your relatives and with the other people that you want to meet them. If we look shortly about the cleanliness, it has a very high place and a high position in our religion. There is a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Nadifu bikulli mastata'tum." O people, it is an order, it is a command of the Holy Prophet. He commanded. It means that it is necessary, it is obligatory that we should do that. Our Prophet said, "O people, by all of your force that you have, and by all of your ability that you have, you should keep yourselves clean, and also you should keep your environment, your environment clean. And it should be your duty. نَزِّفُ بِكُلِّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بَنَى الْإِسْلَامَ عَلَى النِّظَافَةِ." Almighty Allah based this religion, I mean the Islam, on the foundation, that the name of that foundation is cleanliness, نِظَافَة. وَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا كُلَّ نَظِيفٍ. And never enter anyone in the heaven except those who are clean. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظِيفٌ وَيُحِبُّ النَّظَافَةِ. Almighty Allah, He is clean. And He likes the other to be clean. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ وَيُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Almighty Allah, He is beautiful. And He likes the others to be beautiful. النِّظَافَةُ شَطْرٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ النِّظَافَةُ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Do you know, cleanliness is a part of the faith, a part of the iman. So it is very important. But unfortunately, we Muslim countries and Muslim people rarely do it and rarely mind this cleanliness, while it is very important and very important in Islam and also in the teachings which our Prophet said. Now I would like to shift to my next subject. Now we understood that the cleanliness is very important and it has a very effective role in social communication. As we understood it, now let us see what is the indexes of this. What is the, the examples and the stories that our Prophet said. And we can see in the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. The first thing which is important, and it is in the practical life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, we should keep it in our mind that we should comb our hair, and also those who have beard, so they should comb it. it is in the life of the Prophet whenever he was going outside. First, he used to see himself on the mirror, and then when he saw the mirror and he was combing his hair and he was making himself purified, and then he was leaving the home. And even when he was coming and entering the home, again he was used to clean himself for the families, because it is also important. Some of the people, they used to be very tidy outside of the home, but when he enters the home, then he is untidy, unfortunately. While it is also not good, and we should be tidy, and we should be keep our discipline, and we should be with an arrangement both in the inside of the house and outside of the house. The second thing which is necessary to be mentioned here is this, that again, our Prophet, peace be upon him, whenever he was seeing any person that he is not tidy, our Prophet, he used to advise him that you should be tidy, you should be neat, you should be clean, you should purify yourselves. Let me tell you a story that it comes in the seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that one day our Prophet, he saw a person that his hair was untidy and it was not clean. Our Prophet said, couldn't this person find any water to wash his hair and to clean his hair? Couldn't he find any comb to comb his hair? Then that man, he heard it, and he went and he combed his hair, and he made himself tidy. It comes in the seerah of Prophet, رأى رسول الله رجلا شعثا. He saw a person who was untidy. قد تفرق شعره, that his hair was untidy and it was not tidy. فقال أما كان يجد هذا ما يسكن به شعرا. Couldn't this person find any comb to comb his hair and to tidy his hair? So it is important. Another thing which is important, we should wash our clothes. We should keep it clean. And also, when our hair is too long, we should cut it. And we should go to the hairdressers, to haircutters, and we should cut it in order to become tidy. Again, there is a story from Bani Israel that our Prophet said this matter, that the Bani Israel, I mean the children of Israel, they did not use to keep themselves tidy in ancient time, in the past time. And he did not use to wash his clothes. So, as they did not use to do that, then all of their women become bedowers. And they went outside and they committed sins. Why? Because their husbands were not tidy. So this is the hadith that I would like to tell you. Our Prophet says, اغسلوا ثيابكم. This address is the address of the Prophet to the Muslim people. O Muslim people, اغسلوا ثيابكم. You should wash your clothes and make your clothes to be clean. وَخُذُوا مِن شُعُورِكُمْ. And this hair should not be too long. You should cut it. وَاسْتَاكُوا. And you should brush your teeth. And it is very important that you should do it. وَتَزَيَّنُوا وَتَنَظَّفُوا. You should keep yourself clean and you should be tidy, you should be neat. فَإِنَّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَفْعَلُونَ ذَلِكَ. Bani Israel, the children of Israel, they did not used to do this. فَزَنَتْ نِسَاؤُهُمْ. Then their women, their wives, they became bedovers and they went to commit sins. So you should keep it in your mind that you should be very tidy and a very good manner. And it is important that you should keep yourselves clean for yourselves, for your family, for the others, for the people, for the society. And it is our duty. There is another story from our Prophet, peace be upon him, that the narrator of this story is Imam Sadiq, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, who narrates from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and says that one day a person came to the Prophet. Prophet saw a person, that this person, his beard was too long, and the same time it was dirty. Our Prophet said that, didn't you find any water to wash your beard? Didn't you find anything to cut your beard? So you should be tidy and you should keep it clean. And it's not good that you should come in this case. The time passed. Then again, this person came while his beard was cut and was very clean. Then Prophet said to his followers that you also obey this person. This is a good example for you. And you also can keep your beard clean as he did. Because he heard the things which our Prophet, peace be upon him, said in order to him. And it is again important. Another thing, some of the people, they used to be their nail of their fingers too long, while they do not make it clean under the nails. Our Prophet said that it is not a good habit that you should keep the nail of your fingers too long. Do you know? If you do that, then under that nails will come and will gather the satans. On that time, our Prophet said satans, because the people, they did not know the microbes. And then he said that their satans means that there will collect some sea dirtiness and some, you can say, the microbes. And it is very harmful for your health. So it is the advice of our Prophet, and says that if you do it, then it will make you to become ill and sick. Prophet said, تَقْلِيمُ الْأَظْفَارِ يَمْنَعُ الدَّاءَ الْأَعْظَمِ وَيَدُرُّ الرِّزْقِ. Do you know that if you cut the nails of your fingers, then it will cause that you will not become sick, and all of your sickness and illness will go far away from you. And from another side, the blessing of Almighty Allah will come to you. وَيَدُرُّ الرِّزْقِ. Another thing which is again important, and one of the index of the cleanliness, is this, that if we have this ability, if we have this amount and we have enough money, so it is very good that we should wear new clothes. We should buy new clothes, the suitable clothes. And then we should wear that. It is important. Our Prophet and also our first Imam says that whenever they used to wear clothes, new clothes, were saying that thanks God, as we could buy a cloth for ourselves and we keep ourselves clean, and it will help us in our cleanliness and also in the tidy manner of us. So it is also important. Maybe you will say, and of course, that everyone does not have that amount and does not possess that amount to buy new clothes. So it is okay. Some of the people, they are poor people. If they don't have enough money to buy new clothes, so it is the advice of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that these persons should wash their clothes, and with clean clothes they should appear in the society, and then all of the people will embrace him, and he will be very successful in his social communication. But if he comes and appears in a very dirty clothes, then of course the people will not accept him. Again, there is a hadith from our Prophet who says, "Man ittakhadha thawban falyunadhifahu." Those who honor any clothes, then they should keep their clothes very clean and tidy. Another thing which I would like to mention here is this, that our Prophet said, some of the people, as they do not use to clean and wash their clothes, then the bad smile will appear and it will torture the others. So they should not do that, and they should keep their clothes clean till the bad smell, it does not torture and bothers the others. And it is the order of the Almighty Allah to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that Allah said, "O Prophet, in your garments do purify, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَّهِّرْ." It is in the verse of the chapter of Mudassir. Verse number is 5. Almighty Allah says, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَّهِّرْ. You should keep your clothes to be clean and purify. Again, for brushing the teeth, there is a special advice from the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said that if it does not torture the people, the Muslim people, I will say that it is necessary and obligatory, it is wajib for them that they should brush their teeth. Some of the time, the bad smell, it will be appeared from our mouth. So we should brush our teeth. And our Prophet said, لَوْلَا نَشُقَّ لَعَى عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِالسَّوَاكِ مَعَ كُلِّ صَلَاتِ. If it was not difficult for our followers, for the Muslim people, I would order them that they should brush their teeth for every prayers, near every prayers. Our first Imam says that one day the Prophet, peace be upon him, advised me that, O Ali, عليك بالسواك لكل صلاة. It is your duty, and it is very recommendable, it is very good that you should brush your teeth near every prayer. And it is also the advice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Again, Prophet said, ما زال جبرائيل يوصيني بالسواك حتى ظننت أنه سيجعله فريضة. Jibreel, when he came to me, and he repeatedly advised me for brushing the teeth, till I thought that it is obligatory, it is wajib, and the Almighty Allah will make it wajib. So it is very important. Again, there is a hadith from our Prophet who says, "Tayyibu afwahakum bis-sabak." You should purify your mouth, and you should make your mouth in a good smile because of the brushing the tooth. So these were some things that we should do that, and we should obey that. Some of the people, they smoke, and then it is not a good habit. And for this smoking, then the others will torture, and it is against the cleanliness. And from another side, our Prophet said that you should remove the dirtiness, untidiness, and the bad smell from your body. And you should wash your body and your hands, your hair. It is very important. But besides that, you should use the perfume. And there is a saying from our Prophet that he says, using the perfume is the morals of the prophets. All the prophets, they used to use the perfume. So it is very important. And Anas ibn Malik, he was the servant of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that 10 years I was with the Prophet, but in this duration, I did not smell except perfume from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Sahibtu Rasulullah ashara sinin wa shamamtu al-'atr kullahu. And there is another hadith from the Imam Sadiq who says that it was the habit of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he used to use the perfume. وكان صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يتطيب بالمسك. And there is another hadith again from our sixth Imam who says that Prophet used to spend money on perfume more than money who used on the foods. So it is also very important hadith that we should obey that. And the people also, whenever they were going here and there, if it was dark at night and the Prophet was near him, while they did not see the Prophet, before seeing the Prophet, they guessed that, oh Prophet, maybe he is here. From where they recognized? From their good perfume. Because Prophet used to use perfume. That's why there is a hadith from the seerah of Prophet. وَكَانَ يَعْرَفُ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الْمُظْلَمَةِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرَى بِالطِّيبِ فَيُقَالُ هَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَكَانَ يُعْرَفُ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الْمُظْلَمَةِ. Prophet used to be known in the dark night before he saw from which sign he was recognized because of the perfume. فَيُقَالُ هَذَا النَّبِيُّ. The people used to say he is Prophet because Prophet used to use this kind of perfume. Then in conclusion, I would like to tell you that one of the habit of the Prophet was this, that whenever a person was bringing a gift for him, he used to become very happy and to use that. And he was saying that this perfume, huwa tayyibun rihahu khafifun hamlahu. It is very easy and very light. Everyone can carry that, but it has a good smell and it is very important. In conclusion, I would like to mention only these things, that dear brothers and sisters, if we make ourselves clean and tidy and be in a very neat manners, then of course all the people would like to communicate with us and will embrace us. But if we are not tidy, then of course the people will not accept us and will not embrace us, and we will not be successful in our social communication. God willing, we will continue our discussions, and thank you for watching this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.